This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Good afternoon, this is Frank and
Esley
Carter with
Hi Dad.
Oh. Hi Dad. Conversations between Esley and myself. And today we do have with us
Margaret.
Hi Margaret, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
And you're here because we're on holiday.
Yep.
Still on holiday. And Esley's, of course, on school holidays. How long have you got left for the school holiday?
I think one more week.
One more week. And you and Esley will be starting at
Hamilton Girls High School.
Hamilton's Girls High School. Is that a big smile on your face?
Yep.
Yeah. Is there a smile on your face about starting next week, Esley? There is. Right. So what would you two like to talk about today?
So we're going to talk about Tonga, Sapateako, which is Education Sunday, and Sumalo.
Sumalo?
Sumala.
Sumala, sorry?
Yeah, Sumala.
Sumala is
is a name of a scary movie that me and Esley watched.
Oh, is that scary movie that I dragged you away from today to come and do this show?
Yep.
I understand you were laughing at it yesterday. Is that right?
Watching it today.
Oh, you were watching it today.
Yeah.
You were laughing at one yesterday. Is this the same one?
No, this is something completely different.
This is a different one. Oh, okay.
Well, what were we laughing at yesterday?
You were laughing at one, you said, I don't know, about the ball that got lost in the cornfield?
That's it.
Is that the same one?
Oh, yeah.
And it got scary today, did it?
Yeah.
Okay, you tell us about that after the break. Okay.
Yeah.
And there is a conversation starter, is there? You like a conversation starter today? Now, on the way in, I thought about this one. This is a quote. I think it was Picasso. I think I'm not quite sure. So we'll have to check it in the break, perhaps. But he said something like, computers are stupid because they only give you the answer. Computers are stupid because they only give you the answers. Can we talk about that one after the break? Should we go for our break now, Esley? And we'll come back. Oh, and you'd like to talk about Tonga because
I went there.
You were there for the holidays. Right. So the conversation started, computers are stupid because they only give you answers. How does that work? Because answers are really what you're looking for, isn't it?
I just came back from Ghana.
Sorry. Really?
And I want to share this dance that everyone was doing over there.
What's the dance?
QB tried to show me how to do it. He sat me down in his place.
And what did he say?
And he said to me, Views! Nobody want to see you rising. And when they do, they don't even like it. They just want to see you deep in crisis. Drive yourself, you don't need the license. Holler her, she can even ride it. Go ahead, move your feet just like this. Then he showed me the latest. We walk over them haters. And what you do, man, you're so dope. Azonto, now watch me do my Azonto, 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 now watch me do my Azonto, 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 now watch me do my Azonto, Azonto, we walk over the pages, now watch you do my Azonto, 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 we walk over the pages, now watch you do my learn how to do this, so I'ma take you right through this. Azonto dance is the movement, so when you jump on the floor, better use it. First step is a step, step. You can move to the right, to the left, left. You can even freestyle when you step, step. Put your hands in the air and you rep, rep. So go, go, go. Twist your fingers, you can wave and say hello, low, low. Make a fist and you can hit a more that blow, blow, blow. No balance, that's how you do Azonto, zo, zo. Let me see you go, go. Nobody wanna see you rising. And when they do, they don't even like it. They just wanna see you deep in crisis. Drive yourself, you don't need the license. Holler her, she can even ride it. Go ahead, move your feet just like this. Then he showed me the latest. We walk over them haters. Now watch you do, man, you're so dope. Azonto, Azonto, Azonto. Now watch me do my Azonto, Azonto, Azonto. Now watch me do my Azonto, Azonto, Azonto. Now watch me do my Azonto,
Azonto. To blow, move to the rhythm. Here we go. I'll show you how to do this. So, yeah. So men saw, men kasa, up across on the south side. Move to the left and right and watch me free. Azonto. All my ladies strike a pose.
Zonto.
Zonto.
By Fuse.
By Fuse. Zonto was the name of the song?
Yeah.
Zonto by Fuse. Okay, okay, Esley. Thank you for that. Now, before the break, I had this quote about, as I said, we didn't check out who it was. Perhaps we'll check out later. Computers are stupid because they only give you answers. What do you think that Picasso, I think it was Picasso, was talking about or thinking about when he said that?
Well, it depends, because nowadays we have ChatGPT, and ChatGPT really isn't a computer.
It isn't, right?
Yeah.
Go on then.
ChatGPT is more of like a website that people can access, or an app to ask questions, and but ChatGPT gives you an explanation and also the answer.
So it gives you it explains why it's reached that answer.
Yeah.
So it's gone a little bit further, of course, than Picasso was thinking about, because it didn't have AI or ChatGPT in those days. But at the moment, what do you do to be able to get the answer? What do you have to do?
You type it up.
You type what up?
The question.
That's it. So will ChatGPT ever ask you a question?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. With ChatGPT. So is it actually, what's ChatGPT actually, is it creating anything, or what's it doing? How is it arriving at all that information that it gives you? Not quite sure.
Yeah.
Okay, it takes all the information that's available on the internet and thinks about it in terms of your question. But you have to ask it a question first. You have to ask it a question first. And so you actually have to create something original. Well, it's original in your mind. You actually have to ask it the question. And it's asking the questions which leads to improvement and creation of knowledge. Because if people don't ask the question, you know, I'm going back to antibiotics. You know, antibiotics that cure us? Mm-hmm. Well, 100 years ago, if people got a little scratch, they could die within 3 days from, what was it called, tetanus. You know, we get the tetanus jabs?
Oh, yeah.
And also, they didn't always die from, you know, of course, but it was very quick. But some people said, why? The person who developed the penicillin, the original antibiotic, he was a very sloppy person. He was very, very untidy scientist. And he left these dishes, little Petri dishes. You know what a Petri dish is? It's a little dish that you put, people use in scientists, chemical people, use in labs. And he left that, and they grew a mold. Got moldy.
Ew.
Yeah, it got moldy. But then he had a look, and he said, and he looked and he noticed that there was no germs on the dishes with no mold. But there were still germs on dishes that had mold, that didn't have mold. So he said, he asked the question, why is there no germs on that mold, in the dish with the mold? Now, ChatGPT would not be able to do that. ChatGPT might give you the answer, but it can't ask the question. And from that person, Alexander Fleming. From that question, of course, we get all our antibiotics now, because that started off the antibiotics. So he asked the question.
Is Picasso, so does he mean that obviously AI doesn't have its own mind, like computers don't have its own mind to imagine anything?
Right. Exactly it, yeah. It can only take information. It can't create that. The question. Although, having said that, at the end of every ChatGPT inquiry, it does ask a question, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to know anything else? You know. So basically, it is asking you to ask another question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's the asking the questions that's the important thing. And that it's only by asking questions that we can actually learn new stuff. You know, what is 2 + 2 =? You know, yeah, you know what I mean. But yeah, science, and that's of course what people who are doing their degrees. Well, when you get to be a master, when you do your degree, your master's, then you go on your PhD. The PhD people are really asking the questions. You know, they're asking questions to improve our knowledge. Yeah. So that was quite a long answer. So yeah, that's the answer. Okay. So next, what else would you like to talk about, Esley?
Somala.
Tell us about Somala.
So, okay. It's a pretty wet day today and it's nice and cold. And it was kind of giving creepy vibes. So then me and Esley decided to watch something scary.
Right.
And we went past this movie called Somala and it looked funny.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like an Indonesian.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah.
Go on. Oh, it's an Indonesian film.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it in English?
No.
Oh, okay.
You gotta read the words.
Okay, so it's got subtitles. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when we first watched it, we found it pretty funny.
Yes.
Because it was like in a village and they didn't have any like man-made balls. They had to make it with leaves.
Okay,
like a football.
Okay. Oh, clever. Yes.
Yeah. And they started playing outside and their parents said to come home before dark.
Yes.
But two boys didn't listen.
Well, as boys do, right? Yeah,
it was one boy, one girl.
Huh?
Wasn't it one boy, one girl?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Oh, well, sure. Okay. Right. But it's probably the boy that didn't listen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And then?
And the boy kicked the ball into the cornfield,
right.
And they had to go looking for it.
Yep.
Until they saw this scary figure of a girl.
Oh, a girl was scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a monster.
Yeah.
Okay.
A very scary, pale female figure.
Okay.
Holding the ball. And
yeah.
Kids nowadays, if you see a scary woman like that, you'd run away.
Yes.
But this boy, he was a different.
The monster was holding the ball. And then the boy was like, my ball.
Yes, and?
Ran straight towards the lady.
Right, which you wouldn't do these days,
no,
would you?
No, you would never. Some people would just get their phone out and then
yeah,
run away.
Yes, yes, yeah. Take a photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got and then? And
so,
then?
The boy ran towards her and the girl followed and found out that he died because the girl was stabbing him.
Ooh. Do we end our story there?
No, it keeps on going, but it's so scary. But we kind of found it funny because when the little girl went to go get her dad,
yes.
the whole village came.
Okay, yeah.
And went to look for the boy.
Yeah, with their torches.
Oh, that's very kind,
yeah.
Yes.
And then they all blamed the girl, saying that the girl is the one that did it, to stop lying.
And this random man came out and he was like, I believe her.
Oh.
No one asked.
No, okay. All right.
And he goes on about telling a story how it was Somala, and like the whole movie is like basically him telling a story from the past.
Oh, okay. So Somala is the guy.
Somala is the girl that is the monster.
Oh, Somala is the monster. Got it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So this is a survivor that's telling it from the past.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it have a sequel? No, it's not a series?
No.
No? You're going to carry watch?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That was pretty.
Pretty.
Yeah, the story behind it was this lady, she couldn't have any children.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And her husband was very mad about it.
So she made a deal with the devil to make her pregnant?
Oh.
Yeah, and she had twins, and one of them was her own child, which was a pretty girl, which was a human, and one an ugly girl, which was the devil's daughter.
And when they turned 10, there was one of the ugly one was supposed to die, and then the
pretty one
was supposed to live, and they live happily ever after.
Yeah,
but then they
decided to kill the ugly one first.
Oh,
which means that by midnight. Tonight, I mean, like in the movie.
Like in the movie.
The pretty one's going to get summoned by Somala.
Oh.
Possessed.
Because the devil was pretty mad that they had judged the ugly baby straight away. Because when they saw the baby, they're like, why is this baby so ugly?
Yeah.
So they technically just judged the baby. And
it sounds more scary than the, you know, like we used to watch scary movies and there were like mummies that used to come out of the Egyptian tombs and, you know, terrify everybody and they were still wrapped up in cloths. Yes, go on.
And then there was this one and...
There was like these boys that were bullying Kumala, which was the other twin sister, the pretty one.
Oh, right, yes.
She's crippled?
Yeah, she's like crippled, like her hands can't do anything.
Crippled, yes.
And these boys, who also had made their own ball with like leaves.
Oh, right, yes.
They had made fun of Kumala, telling her to kick the ball and said, oh, wait, you can't, and started making fun of her.
And they started calling her crippled. And
yeah.
So then she killed them.
And then she killed them. Well, and not then she, her, the other
one,
girl.
The
ugly
spirit,
one took
the ugly
possession
one?
Of her.
Ooh, okay. Well,
like the ugly one kind of takes like control over.
Yeah.
Okay. So so go on. Yep.
And then she killed the three boys. These three boys.
Yes.
And put their heads
on a stick.
Ooh.
And put it in a cornfield.
In the cornfield, just to warn people not to throw their balls into it, I suppose.
Yeah. You know?
So where do you find this movie?
On Netflix.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah.
I saw this documentary thing, like on TikTok, and this guy, there's like a backstory, but yeah.
Yeah.
This guy killed his mother, and I don't know if you've seen this, but he takes like a photo holding her head, like on the camera. I heard it's real, and I saw the photo. But they blurred the thing out.
They blurred the photo. That's good, yeah.
And he was going to go report it to the police.
Yeah.
The photos of the mother. But he accidentally scrolled and showed his photo holding the head. And he snitched on himself.
Oh, okay. I think I've read about that. That is a real case, I think, isn't it?
That's bad that was not now. Because if that was now, he could say it was AI.
Yeah. But yeah, it's true. All right, so that's some fairly scary stuff there. Yeah, I said it's a bit of a move on from the mummies that get themselves out of the Egyptian tombs and come and terrify everybody because their wraps are all falling off and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but I tell you something else that really was scary to me last week. And this is not scary because of something I was watching or a movie or something. I quite accidentally have found that all the photos on my phone... And this is going back, it's 6 years old. All the photos and videos, everything has been uploaded to Google.
Is that online?
I think it's only on my account.
Oh, yeah, so only private?
On my, I think it's only on my private account, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been, I don't know how accessible that is. Oh. I don't know if it's possible to access it by anybody else. But the thing I found scary was it's up there. It's up there in the internet. And I didn't know that it was happening.
Yeah, it's scary because you can't really take stuff down off the internet.
Yeah, so what I've actually done is I've downloaded it all and now I can cancel my Google subscription. And I've also finally cancelled my MS365 subscription because I've got a better office system and I'm below the 5 gigabytes free one. Are we going to go for another break? And after the break, we come back with, going to tell us about Tonga.
Yeah.
Okay, after this break.
I bet that this got you stressed out. Wondering what can we do now? Maybe let it burn out. Where I can't feel my face. Mine is twisted in weird ways. Wondering what can we do now? Maybe. Against the sunlight, wanna have a long night, nightmare. stories, like my stories. On the spotlight, don't let me out of your sight. Two energies
by Benny.
Glitter by Benny. All right, now you've been telling us about this movie. You haven't finished watching it yet.
Yeah, we haven't.
You haven't. So we hear about it the rest of it next week?
Yep.
Okay, now in the break, you were telling me about the comparison. You were surprised about the audience. Tell us about the comparison between...
The foreign language films are better than the American ones.
Better than the American ones? Yeah. In what way?
Better. It's the accent and
the acting
and like the language, like, and it sounds way more bizarre, because if you just hear, oh no, what had happened, and like you're just like, oh, nothing much. But if you hear something, you're like,
oh, so they're much better actors.
Yeah,
but like they're like kind of dumb, like the in American ones,
like, yeah,
it'll like, be like danger, and then they'll go that way.
Oh, of course, yes.
Yeah, but if there was danger in like a foreign movie, then they'll run straight away, which is definitely what you'll do.
What you would normally do.
So they're more realistic.
Oh, interesting story. Interesting stuff. Okay, is it right? Moving on now. Tonga, you were going to tell us about Tonga.
I went to Tonga.
You went to Tonga for a couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Tell us. You want
we
to tell us?
We stopped in the main island. We went to the main island for 2 nights.
Yeah.
Then we went to Vavako.
Go on then, and tell us about.
Oh, I got in a car crash.
Oh, this is in the... whereabouts was this?
On the road.
Right, in...
Vava'u.
In Vava'u. Oh, okay, right. What actually happened? Was it a serious crash or just one of those little ones?
Oh, no, the glass just broke.
Oh,
but,
right.
So we went on the plane and we went on the plane on Monday.
Yes, when you went there, yes.
So we came on Saturday and we slept there and we went to church on Sunday in the main island.
Yeah.
And then on Monday we left. And we stayed on. And then we stayed until last Tuesday.
Right, yes. And tell me your impressions of the main island of Nuku'alofa.
Good.
Yeah? In what way?
Very nice there.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the church?
Yeah.
You went to the church on Sunday, yeah. Of course. Is there a lot of scenery, or is it the people that are nice, or the buildings, or...?
Yeah, both.
Both. The people.
Yeah,
people.
And the scenery.
And the scenery,
yeah,
okay.
There's lots of trees.
Lots of trees. Yeah, a particular type of trees? Coconut trees?
Coconut trees.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what it's called, but they're like, the middle is brown and the leaves are... the leaves are green and it's really big.
Right.
It's mango?
Pardon?
No, it's like a different type. It's not like a palm tree. It's like a different type.
Is that the trees that they make take the tupper off?
Oh, the may, the breadfruit? Is it like a big leaf or like a small leaf?
Yeah, there's the
breadfruit. I don't know. It's very high in the sky.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because there is a tree that they take
but the difference is that like the main island is kind of flat.
Yes.
Kind of flat.
Yeah.
And like Vava'u's like...
bumpy.
Cliffs and like bumpy.
Yeah, a lot of quite hilly.
Like when you land, like you can see like the big cliffs.
Yeah. And the harbour in Vava'u is a bit like the harbour in Waiheke, actually. Yeah. Very similar. Very similar. Was there a lot of boats, sailing boats in the harbour this time?
Yeah. They're like these things you can ride on the harbour, and you like use the thing to pedal, okay. And you can like go wherever you want.
Oh, right. And you went to the beach at one stage?
Yeah. But the thing pedaling is a waste of time. It's too hot for that. Just swim.
Oh, you just swim. Is there any difference that you noticed when you were swimming? No? No, did you notice that you float a little bit easier, more easily? No? You didn't notice that? There's something I noticed when I was last time, is that you seem to float a little bit more. It's because there's more salt in the water. The salt, yeah, it's saltier. So, and when the water is salty, you float better. I mean, you still drown, of course. People still drown. But it's, yeah, it's a bit more buoyant. And did you see any of the tropical fish?
No.
No, you didn't go?
I put my head under water, but I couldn't see much.
Oh, okay, right. That's just about our show. Saying thank you very much, Margaret.
Thank you for having me.
Hope you enjoyed. You're very, very welcome. Hope you enjoy the rest of your holiday. 1 week.
Yep.
1 week to go.
Sadly.
And thank you, Wesley. So next week, will be the day before you start school. Thanks very much for being with us. And we look forward to being back with you again next same time next week. And of course, how do people find us, Wesley?
On Free FM.
Free FM.
89.0.
Yes, freefm.org.
.nz.
So we can find the podcast on there or your favourite social media platform, except
Spotify,
because we play music.
We got banned.
And we got banned because, yeah.
Because it didn't credit them.
Yeah, no, that's right. Okay, so catch you next week. Bye.
Bye. I just want to have some fun. Jump in the Jeep and enjoy the sun. I just want to get a bingo.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.